Yeah, we look forward to your calls tomorrow. If you've got a something on your mind that you want to talk to the chief about, we've got a great opportunity, and we invite you to take advantage of it tomorrow. I got to tell you, when I go up I-96 on the way to Lansing, or if I'm going over to visit Mom in Grand Rapids, you see that little stretch of freeway called the Mitchell Kiefer Memorial Freeway. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's in honor of the young man. I think he was a junior at Michigan State University who was hit from behind by a texting driver, knocked into oncoming traffic, and lost his life. Well, now the Kiefer Foundation, that was founded by his dad, Steve, who is a great guy, former GM exec, who resigned from his position with GM to make this his full-time job. This quest, this crusade against distracted driving, they've got some very interesting new partners in the effort to try to make our roads safer. And we welcome Brandon Hewitt, attorney and chief operating officer for Michigan Auto Law, which is joining in this fight. Brandon, good morning.
Hey there, good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
It's obviously you represent people that have been in accidents. You've seen the, for lack of a better term, carnage firsthand. Was there one case or, one injured party that kind of was the spark for this for you?
You know, we do see it all the time, and unfortunately, it's the number one question that our clients ask us is, you know, what happened? Why didn't that person see me? And unfortunately, the most common answer is because they're distracted, right? What really drove our scholarship and kind of our efforts was actually the story similar to, Mitchell Kiefer, was actually Bonnie Raphael's daughter, Kelsey Raphael, who lost her life in 2013. And she was really the spark for Michigan's overall efforts to end distracted driving through law. So she really has been a great partner of ours for the last 8 years, 9 years. And now with the Kiefer Foundation joining us, we're very excited that hopefully we can reach even more people.
Brandon, Michigan Auto Law has been awarding the Kelsey's Law Scholarship since 2016. Can you talk about any success stories or examples of how, like, maybe past recipients have used their platforms to make a difference?
You know, it's really the basis of the scholarship. It's the whole reason we do it is to have these submissions done by teenagers themselves, right? It's not just given out for stories. It's compelling messages by video, graphic tweets. And these kids that come up with this stuff are really fantastic because they're reaching each other, right? It's not a lecture being done by an adult. These kids are making differences in each other's lives, and they're leading by example. And it's actually something that we as parents can probably learn from, and they're probably changing the lives of us as well. So, you know, yes, they're all making a difference. They're all using their platforms. And every year we see these submissions come in. They're more and more impressive. They're more and more compelling. And it's nice to see the kids actually taking this subject and this issue seriously.
Brandon, how long have you been giving out these scholarships?
This is 2016, actually coinciding, unfortunately, with the same year that Mitchell passed away.
Okay.
This is our eighth or ninth year here, and it's just been nice to work with Bonnie, and now we're excited to work with the Kiefer Foundation.
I'm wondering if you could give an example of one of the students who got a scholarship because of their unique message.
Oh my gosh! Last year's winner. If you guys can go online, and actually anybody can go online to our website and watch the video from last year. It was really compelling. This student made a video of, you know, why would you do anything distracted? You wouldn't, you know, fix your car. You wouldn't do surgery. You wouldn't do all these different activities distracted because the hazards are obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so why would you drive distracted? And you would think the hazard is obvious for driving, but there's still just so many people that do it. But when you bring it into the context of everyday life and other things that you wouldn't do, distracted or sitting on your cell phone, driving while sitting on your cell phone seems pretty silly.
Well, and it was interesting. He kind of used humor and parody as a way to get the message across. And I think that works with young people.
It really does. Young people are tired of being lectured too. Right? They're tired of being told what not to do, especially by adults. And, just
berating them and getting on their case about something and tell them this is wrong and you better do this, it just doesn't really work. And so, you know, in today's day and age, especially with, you know, TikTok and short attention spans and everything else, kids going to take something special to get people's attention, and the kids know how to do it. And so that's why we love to encourage some creativity, and it's great to see what they come up with.
Does the scholarship offer different award amounts for, like, the various types of submissions?
Yeah, so we had three different types of submissions. So you can produce a video, and it's amazing what the kids can do. I couldn't imagine being able to pull off what they do. You can submit a graphic, and you can also submit what we used to call a tweet, right? It's now called a post on X. So anything that brings attention to this issue. The videos are really amazing, but again, you know, maybe not everybody has access to that kind of you know, technology or used to make something compelling like that. But a graphic or a tweet or a post works just as well. And there's going to be awards for all those categories. There's also an overall overall submission award. And what's really beautiful about partnering up with the Kiefer Foundation this year is they've been so generous and doubled the amounts that are going to be going out. So we're actually going to be able to offer scholarships to twice as many students. So it's very, very exciting.
And we should point out that if you want to apply, you can visit MichiganAutoLaw.com/scholarships, correct? Plural?
So that's correct. That's correct. You can also just go to the website and you'll find your way there. But yeah, /scholarships is good. And also /Kelsey's Law will get you there as well.
That's terrific. We appreciate it. Brandon Hewitt, getting behind this effort, we just think the world of Steve Kiefer and what he's done. And I think this is going to be a really powerful partnership with you two. That's terrific.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. Again, thank you guys for shedding light on the issue and for having us. We appreciate getting the message out there.
Yeah, we do too. Take care. Brandon Hewitt.